This is Scott Nolan. You're listening to CJUM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg.
King of the road, I'm drinking diesel black coffee.
We're back on Tell the Band to Go Home. Haven't seen this lady in a little while, and it's good to have her here. We got the brand new record finally from Kat Yonke. It's called None of Those Things. We'll hear the title track, then we'll have a little chat. We'll see what's going on. Here it is.
Sew up every heart. Don't be sad. Times are gonna get hard. It won't be so bad. 'Cause you can cry.
That's just as pretty as I might have expected.
Aww.
None of Those Things from our old pal Kat Yonke. How's it going there?
It's going really good. Yeah. I'm excited and stressed. And
yeah, it's a busy time, I guess.
Yeah, and it's been a long time coming too. So
well, that was where I was going to start. Long, long time ago. It seems like ages ago. You had this little EP called Cathartic, which is a cute, fun little thing.
It's a cute. Yeah, I think cute is a good word for it.
And then
it was an important step. To, you know, the next step.
Right.
Which is
and then
one.
You went to prison or something for 3 or 4 years?
I don't know what happened there. Took a space flight. I was one of, you know, 5 who was actually allowed to go. So,
congratulations.
So I couldn't pass up that opportunity. I don't know what happened, man. It just took a long time to do.
That's for sure. You dropped by with some demos of most of these songs I recognize. That was a long time ago,
well,
too.
We did a demo, and then so fortunately were granted a Mantle Film Sound loan or
that's nice.
Or whatever. And yeah. And then we started working on it in earnest, and it, I don't know, it took a long time. We moved in the middle there.
Okay.
And built a studio and re-recorded a lot of stuff because we preferred the sound room that we had, actually. So.
Okay.
So that's, you know, I mean, it kind of seems nitpicky, but I really think that it was worth everything that we had done, so.
Very much a do-it-yourself project, I guess?
Sort of. We had a lot of help from a lot of people, like Chris Neufeld sang on it, and...
That low-life Chris Neufeld, don't you even mention his name on this show.
What's going on? What happened?
I don't know if you know this or not, but Chris Neufeld, he hates me. I don't know why it is. He refuses to come on my show. I've tried.
Did you offer him baked goods?
Oh, I've offered him just about everything, that low-life... He's a bad guy, that Chris Neufeld. Yeah, he pretends to be all
nice.
Okay,
well, he didn't sing on it, but Kevin Selinger did, and who else? Pat Wright played guitar on it.
Oh, he's fantastic,
and, yeah, absolutely fantastic. And Bill Western.
Who doesn't love Bill Western?
Yeah, so he played on one of my songs, gave it a real nice lap steel, pedal steel sound. Awesome. Yeah. And who else? Damn, I'm going to forget somebody. I don't know. We had a lot of help from a lot of people, and I think it turned out really good. It's a good amalgamation, I think.
Right. So these songs, like I said, I recognize a lot of the titles, so a lot of them have been around for a couple of years?
Yeah, like None of Those Things is actually the newest song.
Okay.
And it's the title track, and all the other songs have been around for a long time.
So how many other newer things are there? I mean...
Okay, let me see that.
Okay, you don't remember.
There's
a lot of songs on there too, like 14 songs.
Yeah, we I think we recorded 16 and then took two off. One
those
of them
the bonus tracks for the box set.
Yeah, well, for real, yeah. We're actually going to videotape the CD release.
Okay,
we've got some professional cameras coming and stuff like that.
Nice.
So I think we'll have this album come out, and then between this one and then the next CD, we'll put out the DVD of you know, all the interesting things that go on backstage, and then we'll probably put in the. Because it's done. Like one of the songs, My Conclusion, that we put on, it just was a little too punky or like fake punky to put on. So it didn't really match. So we didn't put it on. But the newer stuff, Ashes is a newer one. That's the song that I wrote about a bad dream I had about my brother, the end of the world. It was really sad. And Inertia was also a newer one, too. I don't know if you've heard those ones. Inertia.
But you were talking about that dream about your brother. That you've always had that. I've always noticed that about you. I have those dark and depressing songs, but you're so cute and pleasant all
the
time.
I know. Well, and I mean, that's exactly it. I think that you'll find between Cathartic and this one and then the next album that I'm going to release, it's like this progression from like really, really sad to this one, which is kind of like fake happy but still sad. And then the next one is like angry. So it's a good transition.
That can be your Alanis Morissette record?
I guess. Yeah. I gotta learn how to yell more in songs. I don't really have that talent down yet. So, but yeah, I mean, I think that's something that I would write about in my bio or whenever I would write a press release or whatever. Is that I write these songs that are really kind of seemingly sad and depressing, but I'm really not sad and depressing. I think what the point is just you get it out of yourself. You know,
for sure.
Like I write these songs, get it out when I'm feeling like that, and then I can be fine. You know, and then when I'm in those dark moods, I can sing those sad songs, and then. Be okay afterwards. Right. So.
But the songs sound nice. Like they don't make me feel sad and depressed usually.
Yeah, I told this story yesterday, but I'll tell it again. I had a show last Sunday at the Academy, and one of my new songs, it's just called Scorpion right now. I don't know what we're going to title it. The chorus is, everything's going to be all right. But it's like sarcastic because the last line of the song is, she'll get you every time. And someone came up to me after... And if she's listening, then here's the